Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I am Pam Carney, Director of Investor and Public Relations at Tortoise Capital. Joining me is Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Matt Salee, who will give us an update on the broad energy sector and the midstream MLP sector in particular. Matt, set the stage for us. What's your macro view of the energy sector?
Yeah, in energy markets, while the current pricing environment is still pretty weak, oil prices have been relatively stable recently, trading in the mid-40s. That's been supported by a continued rig count decline and solid evidence of U.S. production declining. In spite of this, energy equities did lose some ground, with the S&P Energy Index off 5% just over the last week. More broadly, the financial system and macro picture appears to be holding pretty steady. U.S. GDP grew by 3.9% in the second quarter, and Janet Yellen's apparently comfortable enough with conditions to potentially raise rates this year.
Okay. The midstream energy sector has dropped about 29% year-to-date, and with about 16% of that occurring in the past month. Broadly speaking, what's your sentiment on the space?
Yeah, while pressure on the midstream and MLPs in particular has been significant, we maintain a long-term outlook, and we believe midstream fundamentals remain strong. Volatility aside, these companies own real assets that provide essential services that are critical to our economy, as long as people keep driving cars, using electricity, and heating their homes this winter. Our midstream portfolio companies have seen over 20% EBITDA growth year over year through second quarter earnings. At the same time, DCF per unit grew 10% versus last year, and distributions grew 2% sequentially and more than 10% year over year. So we believe midstream pipeline companies in our portfolio have the ability to at least maintain, and in the vast majority of cases, grow distributions. We expect to get validation of our assumptions soon, as most of these companies will begin to declare distributions in mid-October.
Okay, so then what's putting pressure on midstream energy stocks? Is it technically driven or fundamentally driven?
The broader energy space has been under tremendous pressure, and midstream energy stocks have not received a pass, if you will, even though their performance is not generally tied to commodity prices. With fundamentals intact, we believe the extreme recent weakness is technically driven. By our estimates, there's been more than $1.5 billion of increased short interest and open-end fund and exchange-traded product outflows. On top of this, we believe there's been at least a couple hundred million of closed-end fund selling to reduce leverage, possibly more. We also spoke with several Wall Street firms recently, their trading desks, and they all characterized this recent MLP sell-off due to technical factors, further supporting our research.
So have we seen this environment before?
Unfortunately, yes. We've been investing in MLPs for quite a while now and have one of the longest, if not the longest, institutional track records in the space. We've successfully navigated the 2008 market and learned some important lessons along the way as we observed the resiliency of the sector. For perspective, July of 2007 was the last cycle's peak in the Tortoise MLP Index, which troughed in November of 2008 after declining 58%. During a financial crisis that the modern world had never witnessed. In this cycle, August 2014 marked the peak. Since then, the Tortoise MLP Index was down about 46% through yesterday. So we're down nearly as much as 2008, but the fundamentals and macro backdrop are in much better shape.
So in your view, how stable is the MLP business model?
Yeah, there was an article recently published that asserts that MLPs are funding their distributions by relying on capital market financing. And their distribution coverage, basically that implies their distribution coverage is sub 1.0 times. For the midstream MLP sector, that is simply not the case, as coverage overall remains healthy and near historical averages. Our midstream portfolio companies carried a weighted average coverage of about 1.15 times last quarter, and many of our top 10 holdings had distribution coverage of 1.3 times or better. We agree with the article that many MLPs need capital market access to fund their growth capex, but we adamantly disagree that they're solely reliant on capital markets. There are many other means for MLPs to fund their growth capex other than overnight offerings, including the following: sponsor and parent financial support, retained cash flow, private investments and public equities or PIPEs, at-the-market programs or ATMs, and private equity co-investment. So while capital market access is currently challenged, we believe debt markets are open for investment grade and high yield midstream companies. Also of note, there have been several research reports from some of the most reputable Wall Street firms recently published in response to that aforementioned article that support our conviction to the midstream energy space and the MLP business model.
So as we wind up our podcast, tell us your outlook for midstream MLPs.
Well, while we expect continued volatility in the near term in the broad energy market, including the midstream sector, we have strong conviction that midstream fundamentals remain solid. For the patient investor, we believe MLPs are a very attractive investment, especially at current MLP yields, which is measured by the Tortoise MLP Index, were nearly 9% as of last night.
Okay, thanks, Matt, and thanks for those joining us for this special edition of Quick Take. Please be sure to join us for our scheduled quarterly update call on October 28th. We welcome your feedback and suggestions on topics you'd like us to cover going forward.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.